Class is in session. You're listening to Squat University by Dr. Aaron Horshick.
Let's go!
Now, let's start the show.
Hey, what's up, podcast listeners? Thank you so much for checking out today's show. This is episode 72 of the Squat University podcast. The goal with each and every one of these shows is to bring you as much value-packed content to help you move better in the gym and in life, decrease your body's aches and pains, and help you reach your true athletic potential. Now, on today's show, I want to start and open a discussion on Achilles tendon pain, the injury at the back and bottom side of your calf. Now, just like we did last week with shoulder pain 101, I want to dive into just talking about the background of Achilles pain and talking about how the injury progresses. How does it start in the first place? This injury is going to be a little bit more common for people who are doing a lot of higher level running and repetitive box jumps, things like that. So a little bit more for my CrossFitters than my powerlifters and weightlifters. And usually it's going to be a little bit more for my older athletes. So anyone usually over the age of 30, we often don't see Achilles tendinopathy start in someone who's like 11 or 15 years old, but it can still happen. So if you have any interest in learning about Achilles tendon pain, the injury of it, how it presents, this is what this podcast is going to be all about. So let's start off with the question, how does someone develop Achilles tendon pain? Now to answer the question, we have to discuss a little anatomy first. So anatomy 101. A tendon is a very thick, fibrous band of tissue that connects muscle to bone. The Achilles tendon connects two calf muscles. You've got your largest gastroc muscle, your gastrocnemius, and then you've got the smaller soleus muscle that lies underneath it. And they attach those muscles, or the Achilles attaches those muscles to the back of your heel, which is called your calcaneus bone. Now, the tendon is covered by a thin sheath called a peritendon, and it helps it basically move freely against all these surrounding tissues, muscles, whatnot. Now, structurally, the Achilles is similar to like the patellar tendon in your knee, in that every single time that you walk, run, jump, catch a clean, it acts to absorb, store, and then release energy like a spring. Now, every single day, the tissues of your body, your muscles, the tendons, and even bone are going to be in this constant process of fluctuation. Every time you place a stress on your body, like when you go to the gym and work out, portions of your tissue are degraded and then regenerated with recovery. So over time, this natural replenishing process is how strength is built, right? You have to have sufficient recovery and sufficient stress. It's that balancing act. In your tendons, this process is largely controlled by these very small cells called tenocytes, and they're dispersed amongst fibers of tissue called collagen. Now, tenocytes react to forces and loads placed on the tendon, and they adapt the cellular makeup of the tissues according to it. This is called your extracellular matrix. Now, depending on a number of factors, such as how intense you've trained throughout your years as an athlete, were you a triathlete, were you a couch potato, you know, how intense did you train, maybe the medications you're taking, or whether or not you have different medical conditions like diabetes, your body will have adapted your Achilles tendon to a certain set point of strength, and we call this the load tolerance level. So think about your load tolerance level like a thermometer, and if you're going to check it, it says right now it's at 80 degrees. That is your load tolerance level, and remember that as we go throughout this next part of the podcast. Training loads placed on the Achilles tendon don't basically exceed that set level, so don't exceed 80 degrees, they create a cellular response in the tendon that will return back to normal in a few days. So basically, you're having intense training, your training loads hit like 78 degrees. It didn't exceed your load tolerance level. Your body has this cellular response, but it comes back to normal. So that's that replenishment recovery process. However, if the load placed on your tendon is so extreme, or there is inadequate recovery in the athlete's training program, this balance is disrupted. When this occurs, the process tips from being adaptive to pathological. And this light, the spark is lit, and the injury process begins. So for example, let's say you are a CrossFitter and you enjoy doing some running with your strength training. And in doing your running, normally you're like 5 miles max at a time. And someone's like, hey, we should start training for a marathon. You're like, awesome, let's do it. Doesn't sound like it's up my alley because I hate running, but you're like, let's do some running. And that first day, you're like, screw it, I'm going to go out for a 14-mile run. Well, that constant pounding on the ground of your foot may have placed so much load on your Achilles tendon that it exceeded that 80-degree set point of strength tolerance in your Achilles tendon. It may have gone up to an 85 or 90. Well, if it's too high, it may have sparked the injury process, and that's why the next day you woke up and you had a really sore Achilles. It's because your training overloaded that initial set point of tolerance. Now, the best way to understand tendon injuries, specifically for the Achilles tendon, I have gained a lot of my knowledge from the extensive research from renowned expert Jill Cook, and she's been on the podcast before. If you can scroll back through or just search Jill Cook tendon pain, she had this theory that she came up with the other people that she has worked with over the years called the continuum of tendon pathology. And it's a model that basically describes this continuum. There's three overlapping stages of injury. You've got reactive tendinopathy, you've got tendon disrepair, and then you've got degenerative tendinopathy. And progression from one stage of the injury to the next is met with a subsequent decrease ability to recover back to your prior healthy state. Now, the model itself is actually fairly new, and it goes against a lot of the ways in which the traditional medical community has viewed chronic tendon pain in the past. Contrary to what your medical doctor may have told you, a lot of people will hear the term tendinitis. It's actually an incorrect term because the ending itis, I-T-I-S, it refers to inflammation. And a lot of newer studies are coming out that are showing that there is not any traditional forms of inflammation in tendon injuries. So for this reason, the term tendinopathy is better used to describe an injury to a tendon instead of tendinitis. Now, I am definitely not going to be the one that's like calling people out on the internet saying, hey, this person used the term tendinitis and technically that's not right. The medical definition, blah, blah, blah. Ridiculous. If, you know, it's just semantics. Use the term tendinitis if you want. It's just not medically 100% correct because there is not as much inflammation as we once thought in these injuries. But again, it's just semantics, it's names. If you want to use tendinopathy, use it. If you want to use tendinitis, use it. Just understand what it means. Now, as mentioned before, when exposed to an overload of any nature, you went out, you ran 14 miles, you've only run 5 before, you exceeded that 80-degree load tolerance that we talked about, there's this short-term exaggerated response of the cells that make up the tendon. When you get this overload, there are small proteins called proteoglycans that flood the extracellular matrix and they cause the tendon to become a little swollen and painful. That's why you wake up the next day and you're like, holy crap, my Achilles tendon is a little swollen and it hurts. And again, this swelling process is not caused by inflammation. It's caused by the overload. This overload can be sparked in a few ways. The first way is an acute overload of one specific time or a group of training sessions that was way more intense than normal. For example, running 14 miles when you have only ever trained for going 5. In this scenario, that tendon experiences loads that are much higher than its current capacity. Now, it can also occur upon returning to a relative normal training after taking an extended break from the gym. So let's say you go on a very long vacation. You haven't done crap for 2 weeks. And you get back, you're like, I'm going to run 5 miles again because that's your normal workload. But because you haven't done anything for a while, jumping straight back into your normal training may have actually overloaded it because that time away from the gym led to an adaptive lowering of your tendon's load capacity. So jumping quickly back into normal training caused a similar overload and sparked that exaggerated cellular response called reactive tendinopathy. And this overload can occur. So you went on your vacation, your previous load tolerance capacity, remember looking at that thermometer, was at 80. You took 2 weeks off, you went, sat on the beach, you did nothing for 2 weeks. Well, depending on your age, there's a lot of different factors. Your load tolerance capacity could have lowered to like 75, 70. Now you go back to the gym and you do that same training again. Well, you just jumped right back up to a 78, remember? Because that 5 miles was 78 degrees of load. Well, that was too much. You exceeded your load tolerance. The next day, you wake up, you're a little painful. Now, sometimes you can just have this occur because you changed your footwear also. You could have maybe a new shoe that is a little bit less stiff, or a new shoe that has a little bit different heel height. It could also be sparked by that. So there's a number of different things. There's no absolute set amount of weight, reps, distance of running that will automatically trigger an injury response. It all comes down to whether or not an individual tendon's load capacity has been exceeded. So this is why elite athletes can clearly have more load placed on their tendons during day in and day out training compared to amateurs in the same sport, yet injury prevalence is not higher for elite athletes. The tendons of elite athletes have adapted to training loads that are higher, and they also have good recovery methods. So that's why if you look at like Achilles tendon injury rates, elite athletes aren't going to have a higher prevalence than your avid just, you know, amateur athlete runner. Now, here's the good thing. This process of having that first day you wake up and you've got pain is actually reversible if it's properly managed. If you remove the trigger that caused the overload and you allow the tendon to heal with proper rehab principles, which I'll talk about in a different podcast, the tendon will often return to its normal, healthy self within a few weeks sometimes. Now, however, the big thing is that if the excessive load is not removed, you woke up, you have a sore tendon, your Achilles hurts, and then you're like, ah, screw it, I'm just gonna take some Advil, some ibuprofen, I gotta do my 10 miler today, I gotta stay on track. If you continue to have a load placed on your tendon, and you continue to train through pain, the injury will continue to progress to that next stage of that continuum and into the stage of disrepair eventually. This isn't like next week, but eventually weeks and weeks of pushing through tendon pain, which, let's be real, is going to be a lot of athletes. We've got Shaq on TV telling us with the Advil commercials, what back pain, right? Let's just pop some ibuprofen and then we'll forget about what pain and just continue training. That's common. But what happens is that eventually you have this breakdown in the collagen matrix, and you have eventually you're gonna shift into this later part of the continuum, and parts of your tendon fibers are actually going to die off. Now, how do we find out what stage of injury our tendon is in? Now, what researchers like Joe Cook have found is that tendon pain is primarily a symptom of that reactive stage. And for this reason, if you are currently experiencing Achilles tendon pain, you can stage your injury into an even more simple two-stage model. You either have reactive or reactive on disrepair or degeneration tendinopathy. Now, let's talk about this. Let's say it's the first time you've ever experienced Achilles tendon pain. You went out, you ran that 14 miler, you come back and you're like, holy crap, my tendon hurts. But that's the first time you've ever felt it before. You are probably experiencing the first time reactive pain. It is not reactive on degeneration. However, let's say this is not the first time you've experienced tendon pain. This is something that every couple months you have and you're experiencing it. You take a couple weeks off, it goes away, then you come back again, you have some heavy intensity training, it comes back. You're likely experiencing this case of reactive on disrepair or degeneration tendinopathy. So it's the second stage, the not as good one. When the tendon experiences continued episodes of overload, like I mentioned, the tendon, parts of the tendon will eventually start to die off. It will actually, you'll see these small little islands basically on some scans of degenerated tissue. Now, the small islands of degenerated tissue are unable to bear any load. So this is usually because they lose tensile strength in that spring-like capacity. Joe Cook will say that they have become mechanically deaf. Now, think of the islands of degenerated Achilles tendon fibers as like holes in a donut. These holes are surrounded then by healthy tissue. Remember, because the entire tendon doesn't die off, just small little parts of it. However, research has shown that the body will actually adapt and grow more normal tissue around these dead spots in an effort to recover what is lost in strength. Now, as mentioned before, these degenerative holes in the tendon don't really create any pain. It's not until the surrounding portions of healthy tissue become overloaded and slip into that reactive phase again that the pain can develop in a degenerated tendon. This is why someone could have a very degenerated tendon rupture sometimes without having any symptoms of pain. A good way to differentiate between that reactive pain and the reactive on disrepair or degeneration pain, the second one, is how intense the pain is. The exact mechanism that sets it off and how long it takes to recover. So for example, true reactive tendon is very painful and swollen. It happened after that 14 miler. You wake up, it's tender, it's swollen the next day. It's sparked by that very severe overload, right? On the other hand, that reactive on disrepair degeneration stage can be sparked by much less like dramatic activity overload, and it won't actually be accompanied by as much swelling usually. So you could maybe go out and just run a 8 miler one day and it pops up. So like you've been experiencing Achilles tendon pain every few months. You're probably in that second stage. Pain from that particular tendinopathy can resolve in as few as a few days actually with React because you're actually just allowing that reactive part to calm down. However, the full injury itself has not been fixing. Understanding, however, which stage your symptoms in will dramatically affect how we manage it with the rehab. Now I want to switch gears and talk about a couple specific types of Achilles tendon injuries, because just because there's overload that sparks a reactive mode and becomes painful, there's a little bit more complication to it. The Achilles tendon complex can actually be overloaded and injured in a few different ways, and all may create a couple different types of symptoms and require a little bit different approach. So let's talk about, there's a few main types of Achilles tendon injuries. The first one is a mid-tendon injury. A mid-tendon injury is caused by an overload in tensile load, a pulling force similar to stretching out a rubber band. Your Achilles tendon acts similar to a spring when you run and perform jumps, like jumping out of a box or jumping over continuously a hurdle. As you land, that tendon's gonna stretch under load and quickly release power to propel your body upwards. This rapid recoil production is called the stretch shortening cycle, and it's actually the foundation behind plyometric training. So for most of my strength and conditioning coaches out there, you've probably heard of the stretch shortening cycle before. If that adapted tolerance set point for storage and release loads of the tendon is exceeded because you've done too much volume, so again, you went out and you did a lot of running, that's going to exceed that storage point, that load tolerance, that reactive phase can be sparked. And for this reason, it's common to see a lot of mid-tendon Achilles injuries in athletes who perform a lot of intense plyometric sessions. So my runners, my basketball players, volleyball players, and whatnot. Okay, so that's the first one. The second one is insertional Achilles tendinopathy. Contrary to a mid-tendon injury, like we just talked about, insertional tendinopathy is localized to the point where that tendon attaches on the heel bone. Remember, that's called your calcaneus. This area may be swollen and appear actually a little bit more pronounced. It's going to raise up a little bit when you're examining it. Now, while that mid-tendon injury is believed to be largely due to overload of tensile loads, that insertional tendinopathy is largely a combination of tensile stretching loads and compression. The amount of compression placed on the Achilles tendon against the heel bone depends on the position of the ankle, basically. So activities that load the tendon but keep the ankle in a plantar flex position, such as like repetitive hopping on your toes, will likely not bring out pain. On the other hand, activities that involve landing and loading the ankle in a lot of dorsiflexion, so knee over toe, like squatting, lunging, running up hills, or on surfaces like a sandy beach, will often bring out pain. As that shin is pulled more forward over the knee, it puts a lot of compression on the backside of the heel. Now, interestingly enough, attempts to stretch the calf muscle to relieve these symptoms will only serve to create more pain sometimes with those who have Achilles insertional tendinopathy. As the ankle is pulled into dorsiflexion, there's more and more compression. So those are the two different types, main types of Achilles tendon pain I see. We got mid-tendon and we've got insertional. Yes, it's sort of where you're feeling the pain, but it also is going to determine what's creating pain. Now, another type is called paratendon pain. It's not really a true tendinopathy like the prior two, as the injury is not really due to the tendon itself, but to that lining that surrounds it. The pain here is created by constant friction of the Achilles tendon against that sheath, the paratendon, during a lot of low load ankle movements rather than those that overload it with a lot of force like the other two. So for example, the paratendon can become injured during a long bike ride or after rowing a lot like on a concept rower, the major diagnostic sign is going to be a lot more cracking and popping sensation called crepitus that occurs as that tendon is moved through that thickened sheath. And if left untreated, that injury can become very painful and disabling. So here's the different thing. If you're looking through the type of Achilles pain you're feeling, it's either mid-tendon, and you're going to have a lot of pain when it's loaded. So if you're doing a lot of hopping up on your toes, if you do like 15, 20 hops and it's creating a lot of pain, that's probably more mid-tendon. If you have a lot of pain when you're going into a very deep squat or upon running up a hill, that's going to be often be a lot more insertional tendinopathy, and you'll have that pain right where that Achilles tendon inserts on the back of your bone. Or if your pain comes out during low load activities, so riding a bike where your ankle moves forward and back, but you're not like standing on it, there's not a lot of load, that's more peritendinous. So those are the three different types of Achilles tendinopathy. Now, here's the big thing as we wrap up today's podcast. Obviously, this was a lot on anatomy. There was a lot of science thrown out. It may have been a little too much for some people, but I want you guys to have a good understanding of anatomy and how movement creates these symptoms and can create these injuries based on how we're moving and loading our body. Achilles tendon pain, it's no simple injury. You can't just Google top exercises for Achilles tendinopathy because it's a lot more than just doing a couple exercises. The complex is engineered to absorb these high level of loads, and it can adapt over time and become stronger if you train it appropriately. However, this adaption process can be slowed down, and overload can easily occur with athletes in almost any sport if you train inappropriately and recover inappropriately. So understanding those concepts for how the injury starts and how it progresses can empower you to better understand and manage symptoms in return to the sports and activities you love to do. Now, if you are dealing with an Achilles tendon injury, I highly recommend checking out some of the free information I have on my website, squatuniversity.com. You can go up at the top. There's a blog article tab. You can scroll down, and there's an actual blog called Rehabbing Achilles Tendon Pain. You can click on that, and you can check out, based on your type of injury, how to progress with this type of management. I also highly suggest, if you've been dealing with this type of injury for a long time, go see a sports physical therapist, a sports physio, someone that deals with chronic running, athletic type injuries that can help you best manage the rehab. Don't try to only do it on your own. If you've come up time and time again and the injury still continues and is not going away, seek out help. That's what we're here for. So that is it for today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it was able to give you some insight that you may not have known about Achilles tendon injuries, how they start, how they progress, and a little bit of the anatomy. Again, if you enjoyed these type of podcasts, please reach out to me on Twitter at Squat University. Just give me a heads up. Hey, this episode was great, or it sucked, or it was too in-depth. Let me know what you thought so I can continue to make better content for you guys to help empower you to decrease your body's aches and pains, reach your true athletic potential. Until next week, guys, happy squatting.
That's it for today, class, on Squat University by Dr. Aaron Horschig. For more exclusive content, log on to squatuniversity.com.